This is Louise. I'm 14 years old and I live in Pittsburgh.
This is Joshua and I am 7 years old.
This is Jeffrey. I'm 18 years old and live in Lawrenceville.
This is Felix. I'm 14 years old and I live in Allegheny Commons. And this is the Kidsburg Podcast.
Millions of families listen to podcasts together. Maybe you're listening to this episode of the Kidsburg Podcast with your own kids. But have you ever wondered what it would be like if your family started your own podcast? Today, we'll be finding out what that experience is really like from our inspiring guest, Casey Clousing, founder of Trivia for Kids. I'm Melissa Rayworth, the editor at Kidsburg.
And I'm Christine Sorensen, producer at KDKA-TV and Kidsburg, and I can't wait to hear what Casey has to share with us. And at the end of the episode, we're also going to hear from local teenagers about what kinds of projects or businesses they dream about starting with their own families.
And I'm Kidsburg's director, Yuling Chang. Thanks for joining us for this Kidsburg podcast. Along with our conversation with Casey, our regular listeners know we always love to start our episodes with a Pittsburgh gem, a place that we think is very cool and want to make sure you know about. Today, our hidden gem is the Nationality Rooms at the University of Pittsburgh. Melissa, what can you tell us about these beautiful rooms full of history?
Many Pittsburghers know, of course, about the incredible Cathedral of Learning on Pitt's campus. You can't miss it. It's one of the city's most beautiful landmarks. But you may not know about the treasure that's hidden inside. There are 31 nationality rooms that are gifts from ethnic communities who helped build Pittsburgh. And there are 19 rooms on the first floor, built between 1938 and 1957, and then 12 more on other floors of the building that were added later. Each one is totally different. You walk into a room and it's as if you've gone into a different building. They celebrate the architecture and the culture of different countries or ethnicities. Everything about them is different. What the walls are covered with, the floor, the furnishings. It's amazing the things you'll see. In the African Heritage Room, there are these amazing Nigerian wood carvings. In the Early American Room, there's an upstairs area that is accessed by a hidden wall passage. In the French room, there are these incredibly beautiful tapestries and medallions of French authors and musicians and painters. And the Swedish room will really make you feel like you've stepped back into the 18th century. These rooms are used as classrooms on weekdays, so Pitt students really get to enjoy them. But anybody can visit by just dropping in to take a look if there's no class in session. You can also see the rooms via virtual tours if you'd rather do that. And then on weekends or during school breaks when Pitt is not in session, you can actually just book a guided tour for your family. And it's only $6 per kid, $10 per grown-up.
Yeah, I've only seen the nationality rooms just from the outside. I can't wait to do the full tour. My daughter goes to University of Pittsburgh and has classes in there. And just the Cathedral of Learning, in addition to the nationality rooms, is a wonder in and of itself. Yeah. It's like you stepped into Harry Potter world or something, all the beautiful Gothic architecture. But then to be able to really see and learn so much about these other cultures, what a gem.
And when they build these rooms, they work with a community committee so that these rooms are very authentic. So I think about like the Turkish room and how their tables come down from behind them on the chair. So if you're right-handed or left-handed, you just kind of pull down whatever table you need. And there's like a center carving, and that's where the professor stands so they can stand and like talk to everyone. I also think about the Japanese room where they had a recent flooding and they had to rebuild parts of it.
Wow.
And they brought in wood from Japan so that it was authentic to you would see or do or feel if you were in a Japanese room.
That's so fantastic.
The last thing I'll add is if you do go during the holidays, they're beautifully decorated in each country's holiday tradition.
Oh, wow. So it seems like even if you've been there before, if you've never gone at the holidays, it's a whole new experience. Oh, that's fantastic. To learn more, look for the links that we'll share at kidsburg.org/podcast.
Pittsburgh is Kidsburg. You're listening to the Kidsburg Podcast.
Casey Clousing is a mother of three who didn't set out to become a media creator, but given that her family loved listening to podcasts together, they ended up deciding to create their own. It's now taken them on the road for a live show and a school visit, and it's been a great experience. On today's Kidsburg Podcast, we talk with Casey all about the challenge and fun of creating as a family and why trivia is a great bonding experience for kids and grown-ups. Thanks so much for joining us, Casey.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be with you guys.
Casey, I need to hear this story. So how did you and your family dream up the idea of creating your own podcast? And what steps did you have to take to just even getting started?
Well, I can tell you, I never in a million years thought I would do this. I'm an accountant by trade. It honestly happened very organically. We were on a family road trip and we'd been in the car for a long time and the kids were in the back playing on their tablets and my husband and I were in the front and we were actually listening to a trivia podcast. But it was all adult content, and so nobody we thought was even paying attention. And then my daughters would chime in with an answer now and again. And we were like, oh, they're listening and they're engaging. But it was only for certain questions that were even in their wheelhouse. And so my husband and I were like, we wish there was something that we could all do together, that we could all play instead of them being on their electronics the whole time or in the backseat fighting. It was like, I wish there was something we could do together in the car. And so that was sort of the light bulb moment of, okay, let's see if there is anything. And there really wasn't. And so that's literally how we started. I Googled, how do you create a podcast? And I plunked my way through all of the learning how to do it and getting it all set up.
What I love is that you had that moment where you said to yourselves, we're looking for this to consume, but if there isn't something already out there like this that we could consume, what if we make it ourselves? Like, I think that thought and that spark is something that's available to everybody, but we don't always realize that's within our reach. So what has it been like to launch the podcast as a family project? I'm guessing that it can be challenging sometimes to balance this with all your daily family life stuff, but also kind of wonderful to be sharing this project with your kids.
You know, we weighed the pros and cons of like, what's this going to take? What kind of time commitment are we expecting? And all those things. Thankfully, it doesn't take as much time for the kids to do their part. You know, when they record with me, it's only like a half hour of their time. And so getting the kids to sit down and do the whole process would be completely different. So thankfully, their part of it is pretty quick. And so then they don't lose interest and all that kind of stuff. The rest of it pretty much falls on me. But that's good. That's what I wanted to do. Dreaming it all up and planning this turned out to be really great because now we have time that we spend together for a purpose every week. We usually do it Sundays right after church when we're still dressed up, you know, because we also make a YouTube video. You know, we're looking nice at that point. So then we just, you know, get it done right then. And that's just sort of become part of our Sunday routine is to, okay, we record the podcast and then we move on with Sunday and then I edit it throughout the week. But it has been great for us to kind of do something completely different, to just like dream, right? To be like, let's do this and see what happens. So it's been kind of cool.
And I just love the idea of an activity that you're all excited to be doing and everybody's got their role in it. My kids are older and finding things to do together, even if you really want to do that, it tends to be more like the passive stuff, like go see a movie together right, or something like that. And I love that this is something you guys are working at together.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been great.
And I'm curious, like, so you record on Sundays, you do your YouTube video. How does the planning process work? Like, how are your kids involved in helping you with the topics and questions?
Well, a lot of the times the topics come from our listeners. We'll get requests that come in. And so then I build an episode around kind of an idea. So every week we like to make sure that we cover a lot of different topics versus just like all TV or all history. You know, we do 5 different categories a week. And so I kind of try to mix a little bit of everything in so that if you're not interested in one category, we'll just wait and listen. And then the next one might interest you again. And so I have to come up with 5 different ones every show. And so sometimes they'll be like, guys, what do you think is cool? What's in right now? What TV shows do you like? So like I will use them as just sort of like to pick their brains as what they think kids would like to listen to and what they want to talk about every week. In the writing and the planning, they're more involved in like helping me come up with ideas. And then it's me that does all the research and comes up with the questions. One time, my middle daughter, Ren, I was like, Ren, do you have any ideas? And she's like, how about toiletries? I'm like, sure, let's do. You know, like I never would have thought to ask questions about like shampoo and deodorant, but it was a great idea. So sometimes their brains just work differently than mine and they come up with really cool stuff.
That is really cool. I mean, being a mom of 2 girls, I can tell you skincare and toiletries come up quite a bit in our household.
That was on the forefront of her brain at that time.
I love that this is a way to also know what is on your kids' minds. Like the fact that that came up or any other subject they bring up with you. It just lets you know them a little better.
And I'm always surprised, you know, they do the answer part of our podcast. So I'll ask them a question and when they get it right, I'm like, oh, I didn't know you'd know that. You know, really great job. It's sort of like a gauge for me too to see like, okay, great. You know some really good stuff.
So I'm excited that you're about to do your first live show here in Pittsburgh. Awesome. Yes. That it's happening. Yes. Here in Pittsburgh. And I'm curious, so how is it different preparing for a live show as opposed to being in the podcast studio?
Sure. It is quite a bit different, actually. We want our show to be interactive. And so that's very different versus me just talking into the microphone, into podcast land to nobody. So building a show where the audience can play along with me, that has been kind of a challenge where I didn't want it to be like, I'm going to ask a question and then the audience just shouts back at me, right? So I had to get creative in a way. We're going to do different ways where they can answer the questions and, you know, I'll ask them questions. They're going to play against our kids. My husband's involved. So it's a very interactive thing versus just me asking questions and telling you the answer. So coming up with new ideas of that has been fun and challenging at the same time, but it's going to be great. We're so excited.
For our listeners, you know, that event will have already happened by the time this episode airs. But I love that you said you'd love to hopefully do more live shows in the future, whether it's with the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust or elsewhere around the country.
We've loved it here. The city is so beautiful, and I'm so thankful that we got to come here. So I'm thrilled.
So what is your family hoping to do while you're in Pittsburgh?
Well, there's some things that are on our absolute must list. We're going to go to the Heinz Museum. I grew up with Mr. Rogers, and so I'm so excited to see the castle and all the things that are there. We are going to the Science Center. My kids are thrilled. We're so excited to go there. We have tickets to the Penguins game, so we cannot wait. This will be their first hockey game, and my family loves hockey, so we're going to do that. We're going to hopefully go ice skating downtown, and then we're going to kind of fill it in with the rest. We might go ride the incline. You know, we're going to see. We're going to try to check out some cool restaurants and just really try to hit up everything that Pittsburgh has to offer in the time that we're here.
It sounds like you guys have some great plans.
My kids would approve of that itinerary.
Okay, great. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, my kids are so excited.
So just like our show, your podcast is a good one for kids and for adults to listen to together. So we've talked a lot about you guys creating the show, but talk to us about trivia. What kinds of things can kids learn, and maybe grown-ups too, from really digging into trivia and making that a hobby?
Yeah, absolutely. Our show is called Trivia for Kids. I wanted it to be called that just so you basically knew like what to expect, but really it is trivia for the whole family. There are questions that are going to be easy enough for your four-year-old, but I do ask questions that I don't even know when I looked them up. So as a family, you are going to learn together, you know, like your four-year-old, your three-year-old is going to be able to play. And then parents are also going to learn new stuff too. And I try to dig into questions as well. You know, like it's not just a, here's the question, here's the answer. I also give an explanation because I feel like when you hear why the answer of a question is what it is, it sticks with you more. And so beyond just a question and answer, I'm also telling you, you know, the background of like why this is what it is. And, you know, we tell jokes, and at the end of our show, we have a conversation starter, which I wanted to do just for like something to spark an idea for a family to talk, right? So it could be as simple as this week's was, what is your favorite month of the year? You know, just so that people have a topic to start to talk about, to learn something new about each other. And so it's sort of very family friendly for everybody to interact and get involved with.
And I think that's fabulous. I mean, you're touching on so many great things about your show. One, it's family engaged, right? We know when parents and caregivers are learning alongside their kids, the kids become much more curious and much more engaged in the learning that they're doing. Your show's obviously interactive. And I love that you have a conversation starter to keep the momentum going beyond the show. And I can imagine as families are listening to it in the car that they continue that conversation and they start to ask their grandmother or grandfather or someone else in their life that same question.
Yeah, I really can picture that. Your family's in the car, you had fun listening to the episode, but then the conversation continues. That's brilliant.
Thank you. Except in our car where one of my kids has done the episode. And so we're trying to listen to it for the other two to answer the questions. And the one who did the show is shouting out the answers. And the other two are like, don't tell me the answers.
I bet the knowledge your family has right now is incredible.
We've learned so much throughout the course of the 3 years we've been doing this. And then when my husband and I like to play trivia, like adult trivia, they have like a trivia game quiz on Tuesday nights in our town. And I'm like, oh, I know that from the podcast. So I've become a better trivia player myself through this podcast as well. So that's kind of fun.
So if any of our listeners have thought about creating a podcast of their own, whether it's with their kids or by themselves, was there anything you've learned over these 3 years that you wish you had known at the beginning?
I will say it's not as hard as I thought it was going to be. If I can start a podcast from knowing absolute zero, literally anybody can do it. I mean, you really just need a decent computer, a microphone that I bought off Amazon, and a passion. And that's really it. I mean, everything that I do is online. I record online. I edit online. It's easy to use. So like, I would encourage anybody who has an idea to give it a whirl.
I love it. Thank you so much, Casey. It's been great talking to you. We hope you have so much fun doing your Pittsburgh shows, and we hope you are back here again in the future.
Thank you for having me. I cannot wait to come back.
I just loved how much fun they were having as a family, and it just made me think about no matter what kind of project you do as a family, whether it's something that turns into a business like what they did, or if it's just making a meal together or learning something new, when you do it together as a family, it's such a bonding experience.
Absolutely, and I think there's something powerful about showing your child that if you discover something and you're sort of just almost joking around in the beginning, like, oh, it'd be fun if we could do this particular thing, to look at your kids and say, you know, I know we don't have experience with this, and I know I don't know yet if I can do this, but I'd like to try. I'm going to learn how to do this, and I'm going to give it a shot. No matter where it goes and how things work out, you're showing your kids that that kind of thinking is possible, and that could ripple out in fantastic ways.
And I also appreciated how Casey asks her kids for ideas, right, for future podcasts so they can research it and so forth. And it made me realize I need to ask my kids more often, like, what do you think about this? Or show them what I'm working on and be like, I need your input on this. Tell me what you think.
So true. I think we feel such a responsibility to teach and to share what we know, but asking them questions is so incredibly important.
Yeah, they usually have some great answers, no question. And you can find a link to Trivia with Kids at kidsburg.org/podcast. And in a moment, we're going to hear from local teenagers about the kinds of creative projects they'd love to launch with their own families.
You're listening to the Kidsburg Podcast.
Pittsburgh is Kidsburg.
Kids and adults may have ideas about the kinds of podcasts or projects they'd love to start. The students at SLB Radio's Youth Media Center helped us out by asking other students this question. If your family was going to do a project or launch a business together, what would it be?
My brother's a really good cook. He's always like, I don't want to open a restaurant. I don't want to open a restaurant. But I'm like, I feel like he'd be a good restaurateur and we'd have like a family restaurant.
I feel like my parents launched some type of sports business because my whole family, my mama cheered and my dad played football and all my other family members played football before. So I feel like they would try to launch a sports type business.
The family I have, we all have different hair textures. So we'd probably do a hair company that is beneficial to all hair types.
My fantasy is that we all come together and we make a circus business and we travel the country like scamming people with our circus acts. But respectfully, you know, we give them their money back because we're not complete criminals. But we do like, oh, look at this card. Oh, somebody stole your wallet. And then, you know, at the end of the day, like, what's a wallet? And then it magically appears back in our hand.
This was another fun episode, and there is still more to come.
We'll be dropping two more episodes in the coming weeks, and you can also check out the episodes we already have out if you haven't heard them yet.
Just go to kidsburg.org/podcast, and be sure to sign up for our free weekly Kidsburg newsletter to find new stories and online guides that help grownups with the big, beautiful job of parenting in the Pittsburgh region and beyond.
Thanks for joining us for the Kidsburg Podcast.
This is Lamel. I'm in the eighth grade, and this is the Kidsburg Podcast.
On the next Kidsburg Podcast, we'll talk with Breanne Mosley about the incredible science behind Pixar movies and how kids can learn all about it.
Until then, we hope you'll visit kidsburg.org to learn about the resources and advice from local experts that can help all kids have the best opportunity to thrive.